Need support during the cost of living crisis? If you're struggling to cope with rising costs, then listen and find out what help may be available. If you need help to pay your bills and buy essentials, there are a number of charities and organisations which can offer advice and may be able to give you financial assistance. Here you can find out where you can get help and what support you might qualify for. Help from your local authority. We recommend that you contact your local social services team first when looking for help to afford items. Whether you're registered with them or not, they may be able to give you help with fees for residential and nursing homes, telephone installation and rental, equipment to help you in your daily life, adaptations to your home and holidays. If you live in England, your local authority should have a welfare assistance scheme to help people on low incomes afford everyday household items. Call your local authority to find out the qualifying criteria and how much money is available, as this varies from local authority to local authority. If you live in Scotland, apply for a community care grant from the Scottish Welfare Fund if you need help to have care, live independently, or to continue living independently. Although this is a national scheme, local authorities deliver it, so contact yours to start your application. They also provide crisis grants for emergencies. If you live in Wales, apply for an individual assistance payment from the Discretionary Assistance Fund to help you live independently. They also provide emergency assistance payments. For more information or to make an application, call for free on 0800 859 5924. If you live in Northern Ireland, apply for a discretionary support loan. For more information, contact the Finance Support Service on 0800 587 2750. Grants for people with disabilities. The Florence Nightingale Aid in Sickness Trust. The Trust considers applications from people of all ages who are disabled or in poor health and require medical items or services to improve their quality of life. The Trust also considers grants for a range of items, including medical aids, white goods, computers, including specialist software, reading aids, magnifiers, sensory equipment and communication aids. Independence at Home provides grants to people who have a long-term illness or disability. It considers grants for mobility and travel equipment, specialist disability equipment, home adaptations, communication equipment, home repairs, kitchen equipment, beds and bedding, home adaptations and more. Glasspool Charity Trust provides grants to individuals who are on low incomes and in difficult circumstances. They consider grants for white goods and other household items, beds and bedding, clothing, including school uniforms, baby items, educational computer equipment or televisions, and adaptations and equipment for people with disabilities. Linking Help with Hope provides grants to people of any age with illness or disabilities who are on a very low income and receiving certain benefits. Grants are for essential household items such as a cooker, bed, fridge, washing machine or carpets, and special equipment not available from statutory agencies. DEPHER for disabled and elderly people. DEPHER, Disability and Elderly Plumbing and Heating Emergency Repair, provides vulnerable people with access to affordable and vital emergency work. It offers discounted or free emergency work on heating and hot water systems. It also provides financial help to help people over the age of 65, the disabled and those on low incomes. This can include help to buy food and pay utility bills. The service is free during the winter months and discounted at other times. grants for technology and devices. We recommend you try out technology products before applying for a grant so that you can find the software or product that best suits your needs. Your local society for blind and partially sighted people may have computers or equipment set up for you to try, or they may offer classes where you can learn about new software. You may also be able to ask for free trial versions of software programs so you can be sure they are what you need before you commit to buying the full version. The following charities offer grants towards technology items: Florence Nightingale Aid in Sickness Trust, Gardeners Trust for the Blind, Family Fund, Guide Dogs, VICTA, V-I-C-T-A, and Blind Aid. British Wireless for the Blind Fund offers radios and audio equipment to people over the age of 8 who are registered as blind or partially sighted and receive a means-tested benefit. RNIB, the Technology for Life team at RNIB, can recommend free or low-cost software that could meet your needs. Grants for household repairs and utilities. Foundations Independent Living Trust provides grants to local home improvement agencies so that they can make home repairs for older, vulnerable and disabled people on low incomes. It offers funding primarily for heating, hot water and gas repairs. These grants are available in England only in most local authorities. Your energy supplier. Some energy companies offer grants to help with energy bill arrears and essential heating repairs. Contact your energy supplier directly for more information. British Gas Energy Trust grants are available for those struggling with their energy bills. You do not have to be a British Gas customer. Usually offers grants up to £1,500. British Gas Energy Support Fund is a new fund to help British Gas customers who are struggling to pay their energy bills in response to the increasing cost of living and rising inflation. Eligible customers with fuel debt of £250 to £750 can apply for grants. It will remain open until funding is exhausted. EDF Customer Support Fund offers grants to vulnerable customers to provide them with a fresh start and financial stability. It can help households stay out of fuel debt and afford ongoing energy costs. It also provides grants for essential energy efficient white goods, such as cookers, refrigerators or washing machines. There is no deadline for applications. Octopus Energy Octo Assist Fund is a fund for Octopus customers. Complete a quick and simple online form which asks you a series of questions about your financial situation. Octopus can offer a number of support options based on circumstances and need, including access to existing schemes, monetary support from the fund, or a loan of a thermal imagery camera to find heat leaks at home. OVO Energy Fund UK supports OVO customers who have fallen behind with their energy payments. You must be in receipt of income support, job seekers allowance, pension credit, employment and support allowance or universal credit, only if not working. Your energy bill debt must be at least £150 and your annual household income must be £16,190 or less. Scottish Power Hardship Fund for Scottish power customers struggling to pay their bills. The fund can help by clearing or reducing arrears by crediting a customer's Scottish Power Energy account. You must be in receipt of income support, job seekers allowance, pension credit, or employment and support allowance. Grants for military personnel. Royal British Legion grants are available for serving and former military personnel, as well as their dependents and carers. Compiled by the RNIB with contributions from charities across the sight loss sector. To read the full article, visit blindveterans.org.uk/cost of living, and cost of living is all one word. RNIB Helpline, your direct line to the support, advice and products you need. They will help you find out what's available from the RNIB and other organisations. You can ask Alexa to call their helpline. Just say, Alexa, call RNIB Helpline to your Alexa-enabled device.